Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Ari with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
Tensions are rising ahead of Labour's proposed national gas reservation scheme, with major exporters divided over whether all companies should be forced to keep gas in Australia. Earlier this year, the Albanese government introduced the domestic gas reservation scheme. From July next year, this policy would mean 20% of the gas Australia usually exports to other countries would remain home, reducing shortages and hence reducing costs. Some gas producers claim that the new reservation scheme will damage access to future sources of gas supply and trade ties with Australia's major Asian partners. With discussions regarding formal exemptions for gas company Santos' supply, APLNG, a venture of Australia, the US, and China, argues that rivals should not be seeing themselves barred off from the requirements. The debate comes as Eastern Australia faces ongoing concerns about future gas shortages, despite Australia remaining one of the world's largest and LNG exporters.
Brisbane's iconic winter garden butterflies are set to disappear under a major redevelopment proposal for Queen Street Mall. Plans lodged by investment manager IFM Investors would redevelop the Winter Garden Shopping Center and Intercontinental Hotel Precinct, replacing three retail levels with two new floors connecting Queen and Elizabeth Streets. The project would remove the building's distinctive butterfly-covered steel facade, replacing it with a new glass and concrete exterior, while restoring the original 1987 facade concealed behind it. The proposal also includes plans for new office space above the shopping center and a future mixed-use tower on the former Regent Theatre site on Elizabeth Street.
In national news, Pauline Hanson has taken offense to the strong rebuke against One Nation given by Liberal Party leader Angus Taylor last night, saying he must stop denigrating her party. Taylor had told the Sydney Institute yesterday that One Nation was a column of smoke and his plan for Australia would send us broke, citing policy costs well over $1 trillion in a decade. Hanson chirped back in a video on social media claiming the opposition leader copied One Nation's policies during the budget. She went on to say, "I'm very disappointed with this, Angus. We both need to get rid of Labour and the Greens government."
Victorian environmental groups are concerned that stealth logging is occurring in state forests, 2 years on from the banning of native timber harvesting. Many local environmentalist groups in and around the Gippsland area reported a number of trees being removed without needing to be. They have also reported many more older trees being marked for removal by Fire and Forestry Management Victoria. The groups have previously observed the endangered leadbeater's possum living with three hollows throughout the native forests. One group recently found one dead in an area where a large tree was removed.
In international news, the man tipped to become the next UK Prime Minister has apologized on behalf of the UK Labour government for its initial response to Israel's actions in Gaza, saying, quote, "We got it wrong." Andy Burman is expected to take over from the outgoing Sir Keir Starmer, as the latter's government has been criticized for its slow response to Israel's ongoing conflict. In a video posted to X, formerly Twitter, Burnham said, "Many people feel that at the start of Israel's military operation in Gaza, my party didn't get it right, and I am sorry about that."
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of a shower or two later in the morning. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 21, so be sure to rug up today. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to forward for 4ZZZ.org.au.